First up this afternoon, though, brand new show, Penobscot Theater Company, the Bangor Opera House. After the smashing success of the last show, a new production coming to town under the direction of our friend Jonathan Berry. The show is called Ironbound, and we're happy to be joined here in the studio by a couple of the cast members. Our friend Brad LaBrie. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks, Rich.
Lovely to see you. And to my right, her first time performing, her first time visiting here in Maine. All right, can I do it? Pressure's on. Lucy Carpathian.
Very good, Rich.
Oh, man, love it. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
You've come from Chicago. Did you work with Jonathan out there?
Many times, in fact. Jonathan and I go back about almost 20 years.
Oh, wow. Well, the show sounds wonderful. Can you tell us, Lucy, a little bit about the story behind Ironbound?
Yeah, this is a gorgeous play by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Martina Mayoke, also recent Tony Award nominee. She has written this beautiful story inspired by sort of her mom's biography, actually, about a Polish immigrant over a 22-year span in Ironbound, New Jersey, a region of Newark, New Jersey. And it's a story that features sort of some of the, what on their surface seem to be the worst moments of this person's life, but which at the heart end up actually being sort of moments where it's able to sort of reveal both to herself and to the people around her what is truly most important to her and what is left to fight for in her life and in her world.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And you play Daria?
I do. I play Daria. And it, over the course of these 22 years, we see these three different moments in time. And so the five scenes each take place with three other characters at three different points in her time.
And I watched some of your discussion that was posted online about the play and about the role and her journey along the way. And it's, well, it's a journey so many have made, immigrant or not, and that's to find a sense of place, a sense of belonging.
That's right. Yeah, I think one of the amazing things about this play is that all of the characters are actually people who you don't tend to see stories that feature and center them and their voices. It's the housekeeper and the factory worker and the postal worker and the, you know, high school student. These are all people who tend to be secondary characters in other people's stories. And this is a play that really features and highlights their lives and the richness of their lives.
Brad, you play Daria's first husband?
Max, yes.
Tell us a little bit about Max.
So Max and Daria actually come to the U.S. At the same time. So they travel together. Her first husband. And they're both trying to find their way. And we're seeing that unfold and all the trials and tribulations there with their relationship. First husband, but I'm going to say maybe her best husband.
Wow.
Most handsome husband.
Well, clearly.
For sure.
Now, the last time we saw you on stage was just a couple of months back in a terrific production of Waiting for Godot. Have you recovered from that yet?
I don't think you can ever really recover from that, Rich. But yeah, that was a wonderful experience that I did with our friend Alan Adams. But yeah, that was an incredible experience. Yeah.
And I know, Lucy, you have worked for a number of theater companies in Chicago, Steppenwolf and a Steep Theater Company. And am I right that recently you've been working with young people, introducing them to Shakespeare?
Not so recently, but yes, once upon a time, I ran an education program for a high school education program for a Shakespeare company in Chicago. I sort of hung that hat up a number of years ago, but I sort of have crossed, you know, many a path in the Chicago theater scene between education and administration for arts organizations, as well as always at the heart of it as a performer and a performer myself, although I'm also as a company member with Steep Theater, I'm also a casting director there. So,
and you've worked with Jonathan Berry before, and I know we've talked with Jonathan about this. He is passionate about new plays and new American plays, and there's so much work out there that isn't being performed in theaters.
It's true. Yeah, Jonathan has a deep commitment to bringing new plays and sort of underseen and underknown playwrights to the stage, and is really, I think, does a really beautiful job ushering new plays into the world. And I have worked with him on a number of Midwest or Chicago or American premieres. I don't believe we've worked on any world premieres together, but yeah, I haven't done a count recently as to how many plays we've done together, but it's been many.
Let's talk about the other people in the cast, Brad. As the local veteran here, you get to welcome them in, show them the ropes. How has it been working with Philip Kershaw and Brandon Rivera?
I feel honored to be working with such talent. It's always a pleasure to work with actors from out of town. I always learn new things and just to be immersed, but also the designers who have come in. You know, Lucy said this, it's a beautiful show and everyone brings such tremendous talent and beauty. Brandon and Philip, I'm in awe watching them. I'm listening all the time. I get to sneak out and watch their scenes. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful show. And it's just massive talent.
And you know, the subject matter can sound a bit imposing, but a lot of humor in the play as well.
Yeah. Please do not think that this does not have its moments of comedy. But that's just like where, you know, life is pain, but in that pain, there are beautiful moments, there are sweet moments, and there are funny moments. So I think people can expect a little bit of everything.
Jonathan, when he was talking about the play, discussed the idea of theater giving us mirrors and windows. Mm-hmm. And that in a mirror, you see reflected back experiences from your own life. And that this play, this production, it might be more windows.
Yeah, I think that was such a, I really agree with him. I think that was such a beautiful way to put it, because like I said, these are the characters on stage are people that many of us interact with regularly, but typically in like a service way. Like we don't see a lot of their lives beyond what they do for a living. And so it's enjoyable for me to get to sort of embody and live that experience of someone whose story, you know, is very, very different from my own. But at the heart of it, like, we believe in the same things, actually. She and I are not so different in you know, our like fierce commitment to fighting for what we want and what we believe in. And so the way our lives play out are very different. But I think, like, in our hearts, Daria and I are not all that different.
Well, first preview tonight, right, Brad?
That is correct.
Oh, boy. Opening night officially on Saturday?
Saturday, 5 p.m.
Excellent. So you're ready. You're good to go.
Feeling ready. Ready to have an audience in front of us. We're at that. You know what that's like.
I do indeed. Excellent. Well, I can't wait to see it. It sounds wonderful. Opening tonight, playing through the 21st of May at the historic Bangor Opera House, Ironbound. More information, give them a call, 942-3333. Visit the website, penobscottheater.org, or walk right into the Opera House.
See Amy.
Amy and say, tell me more. Give me some good seats, as if there are any bad seats there.
She'll hook you up.
Yeah, absolutely. Brad, great to see you again, my friend.
Thanks, Rich. You too.
Break legs. Lucy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Great to meet you.
Look forward to seeing the show.
Thank you.
Ironbound at Penobscot Theater.